Hi, good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And we were talking about the school nurse call. You panic, but then it turns out to be something that's nothing at all. Like, well, your daughter brought a dead bird in her pocket.
I love this girl so much.
I know. That was a message from a listener of ours. What was the completely non-emergency phone call from your kid's school nurse? 79 Coast. Hey, Brandy.
Hi.
School nurse called. What was it?
My son dropped meatballs on his pants. And they didn't have pants that would fit him in the nurse's office. He refused to go. He was only in like second grade, third grade maybe. Refused to go back to class because he had meatball sauce all over his pants. That boy is 19 now, and he just started eating meatballs again.
Oh, good for him.
It was a traumatic meatball experience.
It really was. He would not touch a meatball sauce for the life of him.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. All right, thanks for calling, Brandy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Casey.
Good morning.
The school nurse called. What was it?
So the nurse called and she said that my daughter didn't feel good and she had a headache. Well, my daughter knew that I was going to go pick her up that day, which I usually don't. It's my fiance. And so I put her on the phone and I'm like, you know, what's going on? And she goes, Mama, I have a headache. And I go, oh, well, I'm sorry. You know, it'll go away. And she goes, you know what will make me feel better? And I go, what? She goes, can you pick me up some Skittles and a Gatorade when you come pick me up? And I was like, a Gatorade and Skittles will make you feel better? She's like, yeah, Mama. She felt the need to give me a call, you know, go to the nurse's office, say she had a headache, so she'd get on the phone with me and be like, look, you know what will really help me? Just grab me some Skittles on your way to pick me up.
Yeah.
Give me Gatorade.
Yeah. It was a rainbow emergency.
It was. So she got her Skittles and her Gatorade, but, you know, I let her know, look, kid.
Yeah.
We'll be having the nurse call me.
Yeah, this is what we call a crying wolf, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
When the nurse called.
All right, so little backstory. I'm a high school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good friends with the school nurse, so we're talking, and she's like, yeah, like, I dread telling people that, you know, you've been exposed to COVID, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So we're like, yeah, that's a real bummer, stuff like that. So then, like, I didn't think about it at all. And then, like, a week later, it's, like, the weekend, and the school nurse calls, and I missed it. So there's a voicemail, and it's like, hey, Hannah, like, if you have a second, could you please call me back? So immediately my whole stomach drops. I'm like, oh no, like I've been exposed to COVID.
Of course.
I'm all bummed out. And so I call her back and like, here we go. Like, I got to go get COVID tested. This is such a bummer. And so I'm like, hi, Lynn, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, hey, like I just called because I want to tell you a funny nurse joke. And I'm like, wait, what? Like my emotions did like a complete like one.
She just had a funny nurse joke?
Yeah, she did it on purpose because she knew that everyone's nervous about her
like, calling.
So she was doing it as a joke, but she's like, so what did the colonoscopy nurse say? What did the colonoscopy nurse say when she lost her pen?
Lost her pen?
Yep, lost her pen.
Uh-oh.
Some asshole took my pen.
That's really funny.
That's really good.
Oh my God, I love it.
So I was like, wait, what? Like,
right, and you're like, wait a minute, do I have COVID or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's not okay. It's a funny joke. I'll probably laugh at it later, but wait a minute. Right after quarantine?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So anyway, that was my nurse joke, my school joke.
Oh, thank you, Hannah, and thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah.
No problem. I love my job.
Oh, aww. I know. You must. Otherwise, you'd be crazy.
Yep.
All right. You guys take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm adding that to my joke list for
sure. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Some a-hole.
That's great.
Oh, that's good stuff. So on our Facebook page, some of the responses, well, the one kid faked being sick, and it turns out it was because he didn't like the clothes he was wearing, and I don't know why my mother posted on the Facebook page.
Oh, my God. That would be funny if that was you.
Aaron. Yeah, that's funny.
My pants are too baggy.
Yeah. Katie's son in second grade put a dime up his nose. Teacher had to use some tweezers.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. Yeah. an accident in his pants. Oh, poor kid. That's so embarrassing.
Oh.
Oh, God. Listen to this. Casey says, when I was in middle school, my school nurse had to call my mom because I sat on my hand and it was swelling and it hurt. It turns out I broke my thumb. I broke my thumb by sitting on my hand. So let the concerns about, you know, body image and everything ensue after that, poor girl.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Sat on my hand. I broke my thumb.
Wow.
You must have been a very aggressive sitter.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Sitting with determination.
That's right.